This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Hello, my name's Stacey Stewart. I am from Havant and I'm on domestic plumbing and heating course week 2.
Hi, Stacey.
Hello, Tom.
So, Stacey, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I've been out of work for 3 years. I'm full-time mum to 6 children. I was working as a shop assistant for a off-licence company.
So you're training to be a plumber then?
Yep.
Have you always had that interest in plumbing?
It's always been there in the back of my mind. I'm always having dodgy taps. It must have been an omen. They always need new washers.
Have you been doing any sort of plumbing jobs or getting any experience outside your course?
Not at the moment. I have inquired with 4 or 5 different plumbing, small plumbing companies. But I'm hoping when I finish the next 3 weeks training, I've actually got someone lined up to take me out and show me the ropes as it is.
Okay. Can you tell us a bit about that then? What are they based where you live or...?
They are based in Havant area where I'm living. He basically does central heating systems, fitting in bathrooms. So hopefully I'll be doing a bit of that.
Tell us a bit about how you went about that then. How did you approach him?
I know his wife, and his wife mentioned that he was a plumber. So I thought, okay, I'll ask him. Can't do any harm. So I did, and he said when I finish my training to go back to him and... off we go.
That's great. Okay, so let's talk about your practical training then, which you're on now. How are you finding it?
It is fantastic. I'm loving every minute of it. The day goes so fast. Everything's just so easy to get along with, understanding everything and doing as I'm supposed to be doing.
You're on your second week then, I understand.
Yep.
What sort of jobs are you doing this week then?
I'm doing the... second fit of the bathroom suite, which is fitting in the bathroom, the radiators, making sure it's all sound.
So, Stacey, what are your plans then? Once you've qualified, obviously you mentioned you're going to go and work with the plumber you've met. What are your plans then when you finish the course then?
Well, first, when I first started doing this course, I thought, yeah, okay, I'll go out into the big wide world and start my own business. But I think... ideally, I need the confidence and the experience behind me before I even think about that. So I'm going to go and work for a company, I think.
So, Stacey, basically, for the people that are listening to this interview and sort of want to train as a plumber or are thinking about retraining, have you got any advice for them about what to do?
Yep, my advice would be phone an advisor, speak to somebody and try and do it if you want to do it. Get on and do it. I sat there for about 2 years thinking, shall I or shan't I? And at the end of the day, that's not going to get me anywhere, so just bite the bullet and go for it.
Definitely, Stacey. That's great. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.